Have you ever waited for a gift and you were so excited to get it?
Today, we'll talk about what to do while we wait, and we're taking your calls live. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Welcome to Let's Pray. It is the place where you don't have to pray alone, and we are grateful to God for that. Friends, 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. You can talk to us live. We would love to hear your voice and lift your request to the Father. We also have an amazing group of prayer volunteers as well. Mario will be tracking text messages that are coming in at the same number, 877-7-LETS-PRAY.
That's right, family. So good to be with you. Hope you're doing well. Hope this week has not been too hard on you. And if it has, I pray that you have taken the Holy Spirit with you for the journey. God is still good. He's still on the throne. Season is so good to see you.
Me too.
And how has your week been, Season?
You know, it has been really great. We got a swing set for our son. He is our only child. So, and I know you understand this right now, Mario, that sometimes this bit of isolation or quarantine time can be a little daunting for a toddler just under the age of 4. And he's, you know, we're his best play friends. And so he needs some ability to move around and play. So we run around outside with him, but we can only kick the soccer ball for so long. So he got a play set this week, and it's wonderful to watch him practice. And especially, it's kind of like physical therapy for his little arm. And some of you may or may not know, he had a birth injury. So he's healing. The Lord is faithful in that. But it's been great additionally as physical therapy as well. So this mommy's heart is happy.
That's so good. And I saw a little clip of that of Giddy just running around on his new play set. That was so awesome to see. And yeah, I always tell people I'm Declan's 6'2" playmate. so you got to go to bed early. You got to get up early because he never stops. But we're praying for parents out there. No matter how many children you have, it is a task. And so God bless you. God bless us as we've turned into spouses, teachers, you name it, wearing many hats. So we're going to continue to just move on day by the grace of God.
Amen. Mario, before we dive in too much, would you open us with a word of prayer with one request from me? I believe that here in the States, it was recently National Teachers Day. So as we open the program, would you also send a special gratitude to the heavens for our teachers?
Sure. Let's pray, family. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for your Holy Spirit that does so much. He comforts, he guides. And I thank you for what he's doing in me even now, God. It has been a tough day, and I know that I'm not the only one. Thank you for reviving me. And if you can do that for me right now, I know that you will do it for someone who's listening at this very moment, Lord. And so we invite your presence with us, and we ask that you would bless us in our discussion today, and may we be edified, and may you have your way. Lord, we thank you for the teachers. We know a little bit more what they go through, and yet we have no idea. And we thank you for their sacrifice. And we ask, God, that even though they're still teaching from their home, that there may be reprieve and comfort. May they feel your presence as they continue to grow and instruct a nation, a world, a society, and prepare individuals to be great contributors to their community. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you to our teachers around the world. We are a global praying community. We love you. We are so grateful for you and everything that you do on behalf of the younger generations. some of you for multiple generations. So we're grateful. We're grateful. Speaking of grateful, I am grateful for the word of God. Anybody else? I wish I could Amen. See your hands and your heads, but I'm going to just believe in faith that you're all nodding with me. Acts chapter 1, verses 4 and 5 says, on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you've heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Woo.
Oh, man.
We could just
season so many right nuggets there. Yeah. So we're coming off of our series entitled "The Praying Through the Armor of God." We are coming off of April, which many celebrate as Easter, the resurrection of Christ season. And we just got together under the unction of Holy Spirit and said, hey, why don't we have a series that talks about what we do next? And if it was entitled anything, it'd be what next? And so we're looking and we're going to start analyzing how practical ways that the Christian can pray and process through their Christian journey under the unction of the Holy Spirit. And so today we're preparing for the promise of the Holy Spirit according to Acts. And I just love that admonishment from Jesus right there. Wait. And I will send the Holy Spirit. And so this is just something that we have to do often. We have to wait. We have to wait and let God guide us through what to do next. And that is the Christian, that is a part of the Christian's journey.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I think it's so powerful. He says, wait. So often, like you said, we end up having to wait, but he doesn't just say wait. He's like, you know, you've heard me speak about it. So sometimes Jesus will give us a memo, you know, sometimes he doesn't, mm-hmm. but in this situation, he was very specific. Guys, I've spoken about this. You can trust what I'm saying. Wait for this gift. It's coming. And so just the admonishment to trust in what was spoken and to be patient and to wait, because there's something wonderful on the way. Isn't that our Jesus? There's something wonderful on the way. I can really imagine what they had been through recently. And it's just something beautiful is on the way.
Yeah. You know, season, I got to speak to our community within the context of this. This is not far after Jesus had resurrected. He's now speaking with them. But before that, I just have to highlight the parallels somewhat. You know, he had died. There are things that took place in which the disciples did not know whether or not he was going to raise in 3 days. They hoped. They quarantined themselves from the community, so much so the Bible says the door was locked and Jesus had to appear through the door. And here they're hoping and waiting. Now they see him resurrected. They get and he's getting ready to leave them again, but he's giving them instructions to wait. And as we're in this pandemic, and as you're in the midst of a diagnosis or whatever the case is, maybe God is just saying, wait. Maybe you've tried all you can to do everything you can to make the situation turn out the way you want it, and it's just not happening. And he's saying, wait, I've got a gift for you. I'm going to give you something. Just wait there, and I'm going to take care of it. And maybe you need to hear that today. And if that's the case, call us 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Maybe God is telling you to wait. Maybe you need prayer of encouragement and perseverance. We want to hear from you. Send us a text message. Call our prayer warriors. We want to hear from you live as well. Let's just talk about this thing and let's pray about it more so than anything.
Amen. Amen. I really appreciate that, you guys. The Lord has set out this time for us to be together. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number. Do you want to praise the Lord? Do you want to talk about something difficult that you've been going through? Do you want to do both? We're here for it. We've also got prayer volunteers that are there for you guys. We have a friend on the phone lines right now. Her name is Kay, and she's calling us from California. Kay, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Yes, good evening. I have a prayer request, mm-hmm. actually, not just for me, because I'm going through a lot right now with depression. What's going on in California right now is devastating. And the more I preach the word to people, the town I live in, they're very extremely liberal, and they don't understand the gospel at all. And the more I share, the more I get slapped and says, do not talk to us about your God. We don't know who he is. And I'm from Nazareth, Israel. I was born and raised there. I came to Christ in California. Not I came here without knowing who Christ is. Came found the Lord here. And for these people to spit in my face every time I talk about the Lord, it's just so absurd. And I need prayer in the sense I need to stand up for the Lord. I moved here in 1967, right after the Six-Day War, came to Christ at the age of 14, in my 60s, but grew strong. I became a strong believer. Amen. And I live in a town where just people here in California, not only do they not believe, not everybody in California, but at least in my little town, it's just so hard. It's just so sad. The more I talk about the Lord, the more they say, he's your God. We don't want to know about him.
Miss Kay, I just want to tell you that I'm so sorry to hear that people are not receptive. Of course, our heart goes out to them. We wish that they would hear the truth. And the Father has placed you there for such a time as this. Also, I'm so sorry to hear that it feels like it's people that we're up against. But I want to encourage you, remember that it's not people, it's the enemy of our souls. So just continue to pray for them. I don't have all the answers, and I don't know exactly what this journey is about between you and Jesus, but I know that he is good. I know that he sees your faithfulness. So don't let the enemy lie to you or overwhelm you or help you make you feel like you're alone, because you are not alone, Miss Kay. All right? And remember, people are not, they're not the ones with not fighting against flesh and blood. Remember? Against powers and principalities.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But I know that it feels so terribly personal, especially when it's our Jesus. I hear you.
Amen.
Can I pray for you right now, Ms. Kay?
Please. That's why I called.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for the fire that Kay has for you and for your word and for the salvation and eternity of other people. Heavenly Father, you are a God of timing. You are a God of mercy and of grace, Father. And I just pray that you would show yourself mighty on behalf of Kay right now. Heavenly Father, for her heart, her feelings, for her love for other people. Heavenly Father, the enemy would seek to change that and make us look at other people as if they're the enemy, Heavenly Father. But Lord, help us to remember who our enemy is. And Lord, so many people feel different than us politically and spiritually and just so many other ways, Heavenly Father, Lord, but your word is the truth. So Father, I pray that you would give Miss Kay insight, Jesus, on when to and how to speak, Lord. Thank you that she is a sister in Christ who is willing to proclaim the gospel. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would bless her in her pursuit, Father, for others to know you. Lord, it's because we understand how beautiful, wonderful, and amazing you are, Lord, and that the gift you offer is for free. Lord, thank you for being who you are and lighting this fire in my dear sister. Lord, I pray for peace over her in the name of Jesus. I pray for a stillness and a fortitude and a calm right now in the name of Jesus on behalf of our dear sister Kay. And Lord, that's my prayer for this entire community. Lord, that there would be a strengthening that's occurring right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, where the enemy would seek to tear us down, Father, we will seek you instead. And Lord, thank you that you will build us up and strengthen our inner man, as your word says. Lord, thank you that you see her, that you know her, and that you hear her heart, Lord. We pray a hedge of protection around her, Lord, for wisdom and discernment as she steps out in these situations, Father. And Lord, even if it's just for one person, Lord, thank you that she is willing to proclaim the gospel. And Lord, thank you that there is a gospel to proclaim in the first place, Father. Lord, protect our dear sister. Let her know that she is not alone and that she is loved, and this entire community is rallying around her as she seeks to glorify your name in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much.
Miss Kay, we love you. Keep calling us and talking to us. We'll hear from you soon.
Have a good day.
Yes, ma'am, you too.
Aww. Amen. Thank you for that, Susan. We have Caitlin on the line. And Caitlin, I believe you're 7 years old. You're calling from Mississippi.
Eight.
How can we pray a praise with 8 years? Thank you. Correct. You're 8 years old. And how can we pray a praise with you today?
I want y'all to pray for the families that they do get the coronavirus, that they can get better. And this coronavirus can go away, so
right.
Everything can get back normal, and stuff
right.
To help my papa to feel better and my family.
Okay, Caitlin, thank you so much for calling, and I pray that your family continues to stay safe, and that is a great prayer request. We're going to certainly lift your request to God, and keep on serving Jesus. Keep on getting to know him, and he is going to guide your path. Thank you so much, Caitlin.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
All right, we're moving to our next caller. Kenny, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you? Are we going to be praising God together? Let's talk about it.
Amen.
How can we pray for you, sir?
Well, as Mario was just praying for teachers, I'm a teacher, and I'm looking to retire next year, and I'm just asking God that he would just walk with my wife and I, and that we get strong in the Lord and just mm-hmm. do additional work for the church and for the community. And we're praying for the whole entire world, that
yes, sir.
More people will come to Jesus Christ, and that's my prayer.
Amen. Amen. I don't know if you heard Kay, but she is out there fighting the good fight on behalf of Jesus because she has that same heart to reach out. And so I really feel like there's just this encouragement for evangelism and to love others to Jesus for this particular program. So thank you so much. It sounds to me like you just want to retire from one area and engage in another on behalf of the Father even more so. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes, sir. Kenny, may I have your wife, just her first name so I can call her name to the Lord as well?
Cynthia. The
Cynthia?
Mission is at the gate. Yes, Cynthia.
Cynthia, you got it. Kenny and Cynthia, on behalf of the gospel of Jesus Christ and a desire to reach out in retirement, praise God. The Lord has much work to be done. Amen. Amen. All right, Kenny, we're going to be talking to you guys soon. We'll be praying for you in just a second. Give us a call. Let us know how things are going. Good luck in your retirement.
Amen. Listen, Susan, we've got our good friend Wilbert on the line from Yay. Texas. I think this is my first time hearing your voice in weeks.
No, we
so, Wilbert, how can we pray your praise with you today?
Well, I just want the Lord just continue to help us all to follow him and to stay connected with him and just help good faith and trust in him. And I want to just pray for everyone that is sick, that the Lord would continue to grant them healing power and just continue to say a little extra that's draw them near and just stay and just bless them and guide them and lead them.
My brothers, we will continue to lift those requests up. And I think I just want to say to you, it really is good to hear your voice. I'm so glad that you're safe. I'm so glad that you sound healthy and God is keeping you and he's still having you do intercessory work for his people during this strange and unique time in history. And so keep on calling us, brother. And thank you so much for calling again tonight. Take care.
Thank you.
All righty.
Amen. What a blessing to hear his number. I'm just taking a look through some of our voicemails. We have some urgent voicemails. I'm going to go over those in just a moment. But first, I would like to welcome Rudy. Welcome back, Rudy from California. How can we pray with you?
Well, Hello there, Susan.
Hello.
Hello there, Mario.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Thank you so much. You got a verse for us this week?
Yeah, I actually do. It's Luke 23:34.
Okay.
It just says, Father, forgive them. That's the verse today.
Amen. Amen.
So my heart, my heart is heavy this week.
Okay.
We have a friend that has a husband, and he passed away.
Okay. Friend's husband passed away. How long ago was that? Was that this week?
Probably a couple of days ago.
Very fresh. It never really goes away, though, does it, friend?
No, it doesn't. It's tough. And then keep praying for my cousin. I will not call in next week because it is my birthday next Wednesday.
It's your birthday? You're not calling?
Okay, I'll call in next Wednesday then.
I mean, you know, we're like extra family. We got to hang out for a second for your birthday. I'm just kidding. You do what you would like, but we're going to wish you a happy birthday anyway. If we don't hear from you, happy birthday, Rudy. Thanks for being a part of our community. You're such a joy to speak with, and we're just so grateful for you and for your desire for Jesus and his word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday, friend. All right. Well, if we don't hear from you, there's my birthday greeting for you. We love you. We're going to be lifting up your friend. Do you want to share anyone's first name, or would you rather keep it anonymous, the friend who's lost it?
The wife is Gloria.
Gloria. Okay. We're going to be praying for Gloria and her loss, her very recent loss.
Then, like I said, got to keep praying for my cousin James.
Yeah.
God grabbed him.
Yes, amen, amen. Cousin James, salvation in the name of Jesus, Lord. You hear us. You hear us and you know James. All right, Rudy, we will maybe hear from you next week, but if not, we'll understand why. Have a great rest of your week. I pray that the Lord would lift the heaviness because it says in his word that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. I pray that you would be able to sense that relief from the Father in the name of Jesus today. Okay, friend?
All right, thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, Susan, we're going to pray, I know just now, but there is a text message that came in from one of our prayer partners, I guess a friend, and their name is Lewis, and they live in Florida, and they have a prayer request, and they just wanted to say that today their entire family accepted Jesus. And they are just elated, obviously. And I mean, God does not wait till Saturday or Sunday or to a church service or after a quarantine. When the Spirit moves, he moves and people accept accordingly. And so this is just a wonderful praise report amidst so much going on. And we just wanted to tell Lewis and the family, we are celebrating with you, and I know that all of heaven is as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that the Lord is the author of chaos, but he sure knows how to use it to make something beautiful, right?
That's
when the
right.
The enemy intends right. evil, the Father will use it for good. There is a celebration going
oh, man.
On. The whole family.
The whole family.
That's an entire bloodline. The restoration,
yes.
The cycles broken, just in the name of Jesus, what power our Father
power.
Holds.
Woo! Yeah.
You guys, don't get
wow.
me started. You know I get so excited about that. Yes, Jesus, that, and I cry at every baptism. Praise Jesus for this family. Lord, you are so merciful. So speaking of requests, I know that we're going to pray for our calls here in just a moment, but Mark is asking for prayers. He's desperate. According to his voicemail, he said he has done something, and he's praying to God, asking for forgiveness. He needs help, and he is pleading on behalf of this community to pray for him, pleading with this community to pray for him. Tom had surgery 2 weeks ago. He has had a couple of toes removed due to diabetes. And he's got no money. He says he needs to find another place to live and needs a cheap place. He's seeking, he's looking for a place, a community, a faith community to belong. So, Tom, we're praying for you. I believe that, we're tracking with you. So I just want to stay in touch with you, Tom. If you're listening or you're watching, just know that we're praying for you and that that we're there for you. Mark says he's got himself in trouble. He needs prayer and he wants to seek help. And he is pleading. And then Victor says his family member died on April 1st and he is suffering over that. He pleads for someone to pray for him. He says, I am sad and grieving, and it's very hard on me, he says. So friends, these are some of the most urgent requests, but I don't know that there's a degree of urgency when it's something that's on our heart. So not to lessen any other requests, we are tracking with you all of our voicemails, text messages, social media. There are some friends in Messenger. I will not read your messages because I believe that they are private, but I will say your first names just so that you know we see you. So Frank, Marsha, Nicole, Martin, Ramon, Franco, Josie, Rebecca, Diana, Smart, Mara, Lynn, Pamela, Lorraine, David, Claire, Peter, Frankie, Beanzu, Nathan, Elton, Miles, Nick, Linda, Peter, Mabuku, Deborah, DK, and you have two. That's just over the last week or so. We want to let you know that we see you and we've been praying for you in the name of Jesus. Mario, I know that we have a call on the line. Could we pray first and then go to our caller just so that we cover these prayer requests and have a moment of prayer?
That's right. Sherry, I know you're on the line. As Season said, we're going to pray. Hold on there. We're going to pray and we're going to get right to your call.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's pray. Father God, we are grateful because you listen, you hear, you listen, and you are powerful and you are loving and you always operate out of your love. And so we are just so grateful that when we come to you, even when we don't understand what to pray for, even when we pray for things and don't know how to articulate or know the extent of them, you are able to interpret with groans through your spirit. And so we thank you for that, Lord. And we just want to lift up Caitlin, who called at 8 years old and said she's just praying for the world as they navigate, as we navigate through this COVID-19 crisis. She's asking that it would just be removed, that it would go away. And Lord, we echo those sentiments. You know that there is a process to these things, but we are not afraid to ask you to just help it go away. And then, Lord, for her papa, she said, and her entire family, we ask, God, that you would cover them and you would keep them, God. And we thank you for not turning away the little children. You said, let them come unto me. And if we're not like them, we can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so may Caitlin be a beacon of light and direction as to how to get to the kingdom by her actions and her desires and her word and by her heart more than anything that is being guided by the Spirit. And then, Lord, we ask, we thank you for Wilbert, and we ask that you would continue to bless our brother as we have been absent one from another, but he is doing well. Please bless the community that he intercedes for in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the work that you're doing in his life. Then, Lord, we thank you for Lewis, calling in from Florida, and his entire family has given their heart to you. We praise you today, and we ask that none that you've called will be lost. You said that in John chapter 17, I believe, God, and you said, all that you have given me, I've kept. And so, Lord, I ask that you keep that family. And as Season pointed out, may the lineage be a heritage that points others to the kingdom of God, his love and his power. And then lastly, Lord, we just want to lift up our entire community. And we just ask that you bless and keep us, Lord, as we continue to navigate through everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for Mario, Lord, and I agree with my friend in prayer. And Heavenly Father, we come to you again on behalf of Kenny and Cynthia. Heavenly Father, thank you for who they are, who you have made them to be, Jesus, and you know exactly who that is. Father, thank you that Kenny is reaching out on behalf of his family, Lord. Thank you for his leadership and his family for prayer. And Lord, thank you for their service in teaching our generations, our young people. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you would bless them through this continuously all the way through to retirement, Lord. We pray that you would continue to put works in place and things for them to achieve on behalf of your kingdom, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to participate with you in the purpose that you have for others. Heavenly Father, Lord, they're asking for prayer for the entire world as well. Lord, thank you for the heart of evangelism that you've given them. Thank you that they're looking outside of themselves and thinking about the eternal placement of others in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we pray that you would engineer moments in time where they might be able to tell someone, whether it be at length or just in a quick moment, about your goodness and about your loving kindness in the name of Jesus, because that is what draws us to repentance. Lord, I want to lift up Rudy. Father, he said that he has a heavy heart. And so, Lord, while he is bearing others' burdens to your throne room in prayer, Father, I pray that you would lighten his load in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Gloria. Jesus, dear Gloria, who just lost her husband, Father, and so many other Glorias and Bobs and Stevens and Ashleys and Micahs and Taylors and all of the people around the world right now that are in need of your compassion and your mercy and your loving kindness during moments of grief and mourning in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just lift Gloria and her whole family to you, Father. And we're just so sorry that she's lost her husband. But Lord, we pray that he knew you. We pray, Father, that whether it was a lifelong relationship or a brief transition right at the end, Father, or anything in between, Jesus, that he came to know you as his Lord and Savior, and that that would bring peace during this time where there are so many emotions. So, Lord, please minister to that family, and also for James and for his salvation. Jesus, for these voicemails for Mark and Tom and Victor and for Kurt, Heavenly Father, for all of the people that we have not yet spoken their names, Jesus, you know what they need. You know who they are, where they are, Father. So we're asking for intervention on behalf of our community because, Lord, you are mighty to save. And we are so thankful that you are with us and that even if our circumstances do not change, Lord, you can uphold us in the circumstances and change us in them in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Stephen.
Yes.
We have Sherry on the line calling from Alabama. Thank you for holding, Sherry. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, I'm requesting that you pray for my husband and I for the strength to talk with our children who right now this just seems to be everybody's going in a different direction. They're strifing, and I can just see people going in the wrong direction away from God. Away from the way that I have been taught and the way we've tried to raise our family. So we're asking that God's power come in and just give us the word to say and draw all of us closer to him and his word.
Amen, Miss Sherry, and thank you for being vulnerable with that prayer request. I think it's going to be a testimony to so many. You know, as parents, we have our ideals and we have our thought processes, but what I heard you saying is, I see my children going in a different direction, but I'm asking for the Holy Spirit to speak yes. through us and give us the words to say, because, you know, sometimes we have the things we want to say, but thank you so much for sharing that. And we will lift you and your husband up as you guys sit okay. down to have those crucial conversations.
Glory to God. Thank right. you.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Sherry.
The heart of a mother for her children. Praise
That's right.
Jesus. Praise God. Friend, I have some of our community that has been talking to us through social media. Friends, you can find us at Let's Pray Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go ahead, like us, follow us, share it, whatever you want to do, because we believe that the further Let's Pray and Hope Channel expands, the more the glory of God will be seen in this day. Amen. Yes, Jesus. I'm so excited about just the possibility of of exponential sharing of Jesus and prayer and the Holy Spirit. It makes me so happy to even think about, guys. So just look below, hit that share button, and we're excited to hear from you. Fatima from Brazil, Melva from Jamaica. What's going on, Brazil and Jamaica? We love you guys. Marky is in the Philippines. Dee is in Ireland. We also have Lelaine from Carcar City, Cebu, Philippines. Philippines. And then Muzu is from Queensland in Australia. We want to say hi to you guys. Let us know where you're writing in from so that we can call out your area. Represent this global, this beautiful multicultural representation of the kingdom of God. Amen. Cherry says, pray for the family of Nikki Peterson, who passed away yesterday. Very sorry to hear that to the Peterson family. Prayers for her big sis, Aisha, and her family and her parents. Yes, Cherry, thank you so much for writing in. We hear you. Kim says, praying for my country, Guyana, and our president. May God continue to bless our nation. Yes, Heavenly Father, yes. And Nair says, thanking God for his love, grace, and mercies. Boy, that's the truth. Please pray for healing and forgiveness for a broken relationship. Pray for my daughter, Sophia, and my siblings. Thank you. God bless you more. God bless you more. Thank you so much. We receive that blessing. Joy says, please pray for my friend Stacy, who needs a lung transplant. We're very sorry to hear that. We're thankful that there is such a thing as a lung transplant this day and age. Amen. Egbert says, please pray for my spiritual growth. Melva says, please pray for me that I may overcome my weakness in Jesus' name. I have to tell you, Melva, immediately, you've probably heard this before, but where we are weak, he is strong. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would be able to either overcome or have peace and rest, knowing that the Father is everything for us, especially in the areas where we are not. So just keep choosing Jesus. Karen says, prayer healing from cancer. Karen, yes, I'm very sorry to hear about cancer, but I am very hopeful in our Jesus and his ability to heal. Whether it's immediate or a journey that you are walking out, we are grateful to our God for his guidance during this time for you. That's a big deal, Miss Karen, but we have a big Jesus. Melissa says, please pray for my grandfather. He's not doing well. And continue to pray for me, my son, my nephew. I really need a closer walk with God. And I really want God to surrender my son Jamie's life to him and deliver my nephew. So asking for surrender and deliverance for son Jamie and her nephew as well. Melissa, we hear you. She says, my grandfather's not doing well. Continue to pray for grandfather, son, and nephew. I just want to make sure that I read that clearly, friends. And our dear friend, Joy, please include prayer. Houston to be hired in the job that he applied there in Texas. So it will help him for his studies and personal needs too. I love to see you, Joy, praying from the Philippines for somebody in Texas. We're over here in Maryland praying for the Philippines. I love this example of our community. We're praying for each other everywhere, you guys. And that is what we need today. There are more. You guys, Wilma says, please pray for Shiloh and Solomon. They lost their newborn baby on Sunday. You guys. Our God is a God of hope, but he is not afraid of our big feelings, of the real things that are going on in our lives. Amen, Mario?
Amen. Wow.
Cheryl, Ruth, and Musu, I see your prayer requests there as well. Mario, there's a lot going on in our world. I love our prayer community.
Yeah, you know, Season, and we definitely have another caller on the line. But before we do, I just want to kind of squeeze a scripture in here, especially based off of some of the things we've been hearing from the prayer requests. This one's coming from Psalm chapter 27, verse 14. And it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And so, you know, Season, just hearing about the little baby that passed and the parents that have suffered this loss, as well as some of the other prayer requests, there's just an admonishment there. And sometimes All you can do is wait. You don't have any power over your circumstances. You can fight and you can bargain. And God is big enough for all of that. But we hear him saying right here, wait. Waiting is an act of faith and submission, knowing that somehow, because he said it, if not for any other reason, all things will work together for good to them that love the Lord. And I know we're in different places in our journey, and some may be able to receive that scripture. I don't say it flippantly and without emotion or care or empathy, but I'm saying that in the end, God is going to do something special, even with our greatest tragedy. And so wait on the Lord. Let's not get ahead of him. Let's wait and see what he does and how he fulfills his word in our lives, friends.
Amen. Yeah. Mario, amen. I really appreciate the gift the Lord has given you to pull the word apart, and specifically in the way, and this is all for Jesus, it's all about the Lord, but specifically in a way where you're able to turn it around to bless the community with it. We all need it together. And so just thank you for taking the time to love on our community. I know that not only is the community going through things, but we in our daily lives, mm-hmm. We're all together, shoulder to shoulder at the foot of the cross. We're not here praying down on anybody. We're praying together, kind of like I say, usually throwing our arms around each other.
That's right.
We really want you to know that this is the place where you do not have to pray alone. And just a quick second, I want to remind you guys, we have a special segment of Let's Pray on Saturday mornings, and it re-airs on Sunday mornings if you can't catch it on Saturdays. Special program is called Hope at Home. We literally want to bring you hope into your home from all of us here in Hope Channel to you, our Hope Channel Let's Pray community. Mario and I come on just a little bit after 10. It starts just around 9 o'clock. Is it 9:30? It is. It starts at 9 and then it goes all the way through and then it finishes at 11:30. So Hope at Home Saturday re-airs on Sunday. It's a blessing for you through the weekend. We just want you to know that we're here for you and we love you. 877-7 Let's Pray is the number to call. And I believe we do have a call coming in. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes, we actually have Carl from Tennessee who's been waiting. Thank you so much, Carl. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, I would like prayer for healing from diabetes, from migraines, and my feet is having problems. I'd like for God to heal me of my feet, my toes, and it all stems from the diabetes, but I'd like for all that to be healed and for God to protect me from the COVID-19 virus and for healing, for prosperity blessing.
All right. Carl, I can only imagine what your journey has been, my brother. Thank you so much for making the Let's Pray family your family. I don't believe I've ever heard from you before. And so if this is your first time or if you've been tracking with us for a while now, I just want to let you know we're glad to hear from you. And, we will lift your prayer request up. May God give you wisdom and discernment about how to go about fighting this diabetes and having victory over it by his grace. In Jesus' name, Brother Carl, so good to hear from you. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Praying for these Facebook requests that I had read off. We're going to be praying for, is it Calvin? Was that?
Carl.
Carl, our friend's name, Carl. Forgive me, Carl. I apologize. So we have Bobby on the line calling in from Texas. Bobby, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Well, I haven't had a steady job in about 3.5 years and just trying to have trouble making my bills. And I just want a good job with benefits.
Yes, sir. Well, Bobby, you said three and a half years?
Yeah, I've been doing little small jobs, just whatever I could pick up. And I've worked 35 years for a company, and some things happened where I had to take off, and then they wouldn't give me no more work after that. So I've just been picking up whatever I can.
Yes, sir. Well, I praise God for your diligence and for your desire to continue to contribute and not give up. And I praise God that He sustained you this entire time, 3 years. And He's been sustaining you. I'm praying that the Lord would bring you relief, that He would walk you through this financial time. How's your heart? Are you feeling concerned or courageous? How are you maintaining emotionally right now?
My stomach's in knots, to be honest.
And, yes, sir.
My son and my daughter's been helping. My son, he's a good young man. I raised him by myself and my daughter, and she's married happily and gave me a granddaughter, a beautiful granddaughter.
Praise
but
God.
They've been helping, doing whatever they can. And it shouldn't be like that.
Yes, I understand. I understand in the way that my father would say the same thing. That's what I mean when I say I understand. My father, it would feel out of sorts to him. And so I can hear him in your words a little bit. But I'm just praising the Lord for this time that he seems to be preserving you, even though there's so much hardship around you. We're just going to lift you up. I wish I had the perfect words, and I just find myself at a loss. So I feel like maybe the Lord is just telling me to be quiet. Can I go ahead and pray for you now?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I'd like to take this moment to lift Bobby to you, Lord. You know what he has been through. You know what he is going through. Heavenly Father, we praise you for all the ways that you have sustained him thus far. But Heavenly Father, I sense a heaviness with him. And Lord, he said his stomach is in knots. Jesus, could you please give him your supernatural peace, Lord? Help him to participate in it in whatever way that he can, Lord. Help him to have just a glimpse of vision or of relief in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just ask that you would minister to him, that you would encourage him and build him up during this time, Father. I know that it's important for both men and women to work, but Lord, I think there's something particular that you built into our men, Father, to work and provide and contribute and to take care. And Lord, all of those things are parts of your character, Father. So thank you, Lord, for this man of God who is diligent, who is persevering, who you've granted fortitude, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I thank you that this gentleman is continuing to seek work, Lord, and that he is seeking his Father in heaven during this time, Lord. Jesus, I pray that you would bless him and keep him until such a time as you see fit to relieve him from this financial situation, Lord. Please give him a job. Give him a steady job. But Lord, mostly we surrender to your will and purposes for his life. Thank you for his children and the heart that you've given them to love and care for their father. Lord, he seeks order in the way that you have established things, that the parents are taking care of the children, Father, and Lord, I just ask that you would work with his feelings during this time, Lord. Set his spirit at ease, Heavenly Father. And thank you for the opportunity to pray for him, Lord. I feel insufficient in my prayer right now, Lord. But I thank you that you are not insufficient, Lord. That you are more than enough. Your grace is more than sufficient, Father. It's beyond enough. And so we thank you for these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please
amen.
Be with Bobby. Thank you, Bobby. Please, if you would like, continue to call us. We'd like to continue to journey with you and just continuously lift you up, if that's all right with you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Thank you for being a part of our community. We love you.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you a lot.
We love you.
Amen. We have Pamela calling from Indiana. Pamela, how can we pray a praise with you?
Good evening, guys. I just want to first give a prayer request as well as a praise report. I had received word this evening that a close prayer warrior friend of mine, family member, was in a motorcycle accident over the weekend, and she and her niece are asking for the saints to pray. So
okay.
I am asking our let's Pray Live community if we can lift this family up in prayer.
Certainly, certainly.
My praise report, I just want to quickly give a praise report. I called in last week because my great-grandfather had passed, and we had his funeral on Friday. And I thank you and Season immensely for the encouragement. And one of my prayers was that the Lord would use me to be a light to my family. And be careful what you ask for, because the Lord has a sense of humor. He actually did that. And unbeknownst to me, I get to the funeral, and lo and behold, I am told that I need to speak. And I was trying to get out of it, and then I saw my name in the program. And so the Lord just created that whole entire thing. And so I had to pray before I got up there to speak, because I had not, I wasn't prepared. So the Lord blessed immensely. The words came strictly from him and not me. And so I just want to thank him publicly for answering my prayer. I didn't expect it in that fashion, but he knew what was best, and I just thank him for using me.
Man, praise God. Pamela, I felt like that was probably you on the line. I didn't want to presume and go into a full-blown conversation with you, but it's so good to hear back from you. Once again, so sorry for your loss, but it sounds like it might have, it sounds like it was a peaceful time amidst in some way. And if the Holy Spirit was present, then it was most certainly a celebration of life and a time of reflection. And so we are going to lift that family up as well for your prayer request, but we are praising God for you and that he manifested himself through you the way that he informed you, or that you've been praying that he would, and did so much more from that. So thank you, and keep stay with us. Let us know how your family's doing, and we definitely want to continue to pray with you all during this time.
Yes, most definitely, and thank you again for your prayer.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Take care.
God, we had an amazing, powerful time praying for Pamela and her family and the multiple families that were represented in the loss of their great-grandfather this last week, last Friday, I believe. But we also extended that prayer request to the rest of our community and to those who were grieving. So if you need a little encouragement or just a group of friends to pray with, go back and take a look at that at Let's Pray Live. And also, Mario, I'm so excited. We were praying for them, and then she had to get up and speak. The Lord knew that like we were covering
at
her
that hour.
At that hour. And so praise God for the way that he is. Just he weaves the most beautiful tapestry, even in the hardest of times. He is so good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we have one more call. Allison from New York. Allison, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you? Miss Allison, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how can we pray for you today?
Oh, I'm praying on behalf of my brother, Marty Thompson.
Marty?
He has a block artery. He has multiple underlying condition. He has high blood pressure, diabetes, and a list of other underlying problems, having him taking two handfuls of medication twice a day. I'm going to ask for a special prayer for him, that the Lord will do something for him, that this artery will be unclogged, and that the blood will flow as he created it to be.
Amen.
But also to give him a change of heart, that he surrender himself to him.
Amen. Whew, I think maybe, Miss Allison, we should all just say amen, because that was powerful. Praise God that he's given you vision for what to pray. And I appreciate it, because I'm going to pray exactly what you said. I love you said that for the Lord to unclog the artery in the way that it was meant to work. And I love that, because he did. He knit us together in our mother's womb. He is the author of order, not the author of chaos. Amen. All right, Miss Allison, we're going to be lifting up Mr. Marty in just a moment. Thank you so much for calling and for encouraging my heart today. Thanks.
All right, Season. Well, we have about 4 minutes left and a lot of people to pray for. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. Let's pray, family. Amen. Father God, we are so thankful for Miss Sherry who called in, concerned parent, her and her husband. We lift them up, God, and we ask that you would bless them with the words to say as they confront their children about their direction. We pray, Lord, that you would give them inspiration from on high. Lord, we thank you for the outcome. No matter what it is, a seed will be planted. Your spirit will water someone will water and your spirit will yield the increase. Lord, we ask that you be with Carl, who has diabetes and a lot going on that stems from it. He's asking for healing and he's asking for financial blessing as well. God, please hear and answer his prayer requests. And then finally, Lord, Pamela, we thank you for what you've done at the memorial for her grandfather. And we ask that you be with the family who was in a motorcycle, of the person that was in a motorcycle accident. Minister to them, God, we pray. In the name of Jesus, make all things beautiful in your time. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I want to lift up the request that we received from Miss Allison in New York, Lord, on behalf of her brother, Marty. Heavenly Father, there seem to be a lot of health issues, diabetes, heart, high blood pressure. Lord, there is so much going on. She is asking for a shift in his life in the name of Jesus and for the salvation of his soul. Lord, we are asking that you would put him in a position where he comes to understand your love for him and that you would see, we would see him in the kingdom, Lord. Heavenly Father, for Cherry's request for Nikki and Aisha, Lord, for their loss, for Kim's request, Anair, Joy, Egbert, Melva, Karen, Melissa, for Joy, and a special request, Lord, for Shiloh and Solomon, Father, that lost their newborn on Sunday. Lord, I just ask that you would be with all of these requests. Fatima, Lyra, our dear friend Lyra, and Barbie and Egbert again. Lord, you know every single one of their situations. Jesus, you are so big. You can tailor make something for every single one of them. And I believe, Lord, before I ever had an unction to speak, you were already working on their behalves. So Father, Lord, help us to stay close to you, connected to you. And Heavenly Father, we are asking for your mighty hand in our lives, for your peace, your perseverance, your fortitude, your rest. Father, in the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen. Well, I know we have a promise of the day, Season. Yeah.
So the promise of the day today comes out of Ephesians. Mario, thank you for selecting this. It's a beautiful verse. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Amen. Season, that Holy Spirit does everything we need. He's our comforter. He's our revealer of truth. He gives us power. And so if you're going through something today, know that if you've received Christ, you have everything you need to navigate through this life. And so be encouraged today, family.
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this community and for hearing and answering these prayers. And Lord, be with us until we meet again. In the name of Jesus, amen. Friends, remember, amen. Let's Pray is the place where you don't have to pray alone. We'll see you soon. God bless you.